conversation, that has changed dramatically. I don't know where the percentage came, 43, this is the short conversation. That will be half of the conversation goal. The last financial year, I think the people that left the conversation were 1.2%. Most of them are retired people. I think zero sum, those that are willingly living in the organization. We have really managed for people to stay much longer in this organization, to such an extent that there are more. Those are coming back, man, check, who need to be reinvested than those that are gone. But there are specifications on them. Madam Chair, let me go there. We'll come to specific again. Maybe it's the time to admit that it's more difficult than one thought and one looking at it on paper, the question of buildings, the question of infrastructure. You remember that infrastructure still falls within the cracks of interdepartmental issues, public works and the South African police. Things like Gibbs Road, will give the actual problem, but there are huge problems there. Some few other stations like those. You are forced to break and people start afresh the process, go to court, go to re-advertisement, re-procurement, and all that kind of stuff. We do have specific of those things, but it's frustrating process. I think we have explained before when we called specifically on supply chain management that we had explained 42 as facilities rather than police stations per se. Yes, it's within police stations, but we have explained that there are 42 facilities. There was a lot of long list that even in the 32, that was not very much pure. We had to clean it. That list, Madam Chair, we find that there are police stations that are long done, but we find them on the list that will be finalized in the particular. I think General Mokhuma, that's what was she released. But Madam Chair, it's a long range of procedures to go and build the police station. Especially in the urban areas, we have encountered the problem of the land. But even when the land would be available, not a very amicable relationship maybe with the local government vis-à-vis the requirement of land for those building the police station, the environmental issues and all that. We are working mostly, and we found it easier in the rural areas because we've just decided to work in Namakos, Namor PT and PDOs. We find it much easier, but there are still and environmental issues even there. But I must say, Namakos in those structures are much, much cooperative than the structures in the cities and everything. Which really delays you going there to start and all the finishing the facility that you want to build there. The supply chain management will be giving us the alternatives that we are working with, because we did agree that public works would not give us exactly what we thought, but police themselves don't have full capacity of dealing with those. So supply chain will give what we are trying to do to close that crack of trying to build more police stations as we are going forward. So I will ask my colleagues then to go through the specifics as we are told. the units of, I think, the honor of the member, the units of TROTs, the 126 units around the country. But units initially, the 170, there are two questions. How is units of TROT and units of they have 170 around the country. They were meant to be 50 per each unit, but they begin from 45 up to 50. The problem is there is a high rate of failure to these units. Remember, Caleb Emmer recruited 240 and only 41 down. It's quite a difficult unit to be in. So they are mostly, Madam Chair, on the urban areas for the visibility, but there is the quick response on matters of medium to high risk, and as the holding unit, if the issue is very high risk for the units that deal with the high risk, like the NIU and the Special Task Force. So there are a lot around the country. We have seen their impact. Madam Chair, maybe let me make the example that really in 2 weeks' time has put some fears on us as police. The Pizana issue. Pizana, there were six criminals and there were six police from the station. There was a shootout. All police were shot. Without fail. One guy to bury him, not a single criminal was shot. Until the TROT came and the situation changed. But the management had taken the decision, Madam Chair, to say we are already having the lead at the police station, especially those police stations that are situated far from these high-skilled units, to send them to training now and again, especially on the technical training. Because what happens, they get out of college, they spend more time doing things that are not very much technical when it comes to firearms and such stuff. So we will be doing that. But also we are spreading these TROT units. I think Far Eastern Cape could be getting one, Batawa could be getting one in other. But we are also creating special units to respond on things like stock theft. Because stock theft is no more stock theft. Is there stock taking? They don't steal anymore. They go there in your house, they shoot up, they tell you not to get out, if you get out, they shoot at you. So we are trying to get the specialized units also to work on things like that. So they are spread around the country at the present moment. Most of them are in Gauteng, Western Cape, and KZN, and Eastern Cape, these units. The FCS, at the present moment, they equal the cluster that exists in the country. Every cluster has a unit of the FCS. But we'll be increasing some of them, and we have agreed as a management to say some of the stations, because of the high density of the uplift, they need their own rather than sharing the cluster. There are some stations that are identified.
saying you're against either politicians or talking about safety now?
Definitely was, because our target was said to be completed. That was the target of the meeting, to be completed. What we're doing in the same year, we started with developing some patients and completing the outer year. So we went to do site shares with other patients, we came together, the little office in the one that I don't have to keep it. But we site shares, we ended up getting the target. New patients to be completed, actually, they get out. So now, we complete by next year. We commence the process for the money we're doing. Because we have a 5-year plan, so we took those that after completing the outer year, we started the process for the money we're doing this year. Can you indicate that to you, and I can give you more detail if you want to summarize it to me. You are more deeper than what you do in the number. They say in the paper report you submitted was all in there, also, but we will also give you the certificate. The next slide would indicate the project we were completed in that financial year. These are the 19 projects.
Do you have budget for this competition? If the plan aligns the budget. And that is why I'm asking a question. You said 42. Did you have budget for 42 companies for the financial year that we are, we have passed? Not the financial year that is in all the current. And you found that you had included conversations that should not have been made. However, if your stress then was talking to your budget, you therefore then get supply. I wanted to get that with my layman's calculation. But 9 conversations that you should have budgeted for, and you found that no, the budget shouldn't be made, therefore, show the market at some supply. Or, I would probably suggesting that your stress then is not aligned to your budget.
I'm not sure what the line means. When I came there, I'm not sure about the line. The new one, we have a line to budget on. I'm not sure. But we had, as I say, we took the money and then we didn't get the whole money when I came and said, what do you do with the budget? We completed, decided to complete, and we start a new project to go out of here. Thanks, Chairman. The next, as I say, these are the 19 projects which we completed within the time frame. So that last 6 months ago, we decided to finish this project and we managed to finish this project. The project which we had to roll over, at that stage, at the end of the financial year, the following projects were in Mora. These are what we call public work projects. On this route, the project was 75% completed. The budget allocated to the project was 68,319,226. And the amount spent at that stage was 51,555,437. The feedback we got from the Department of Public Works, which is their project, we've been having continuous meetings with them, and I'm just observing and I'm going to get safety and start to get security. The increased security around the building, the protect, taking place in the building. They have indicated to us that the consultants are taking the current status of construction and start with and report to you on the 21st of October. They said land sales is the right site level, they started growing at the center of October, they got that, and they proposed going out and came down on the 28th of October this year. Only after they appointed the contractor, they
they must bring to the question what is the amount outstanding, the work that is outstanding.
It's very difficult because if a project, as I said, is taken 1 year, it's 2 years. The cost of bricks, labor, the maintenance would have increased that. So it would not be this amount that's increased there, that's what they do. And they have to work in a lab that's left. According to the education, the cost of the project is going to change itself. And until they give us that final cost, we would not know the cost of it. On the test project, we would be able to keep it.
I would assume that when you do budgets, you take into consideration the studies. Why now increase the rate and any other thing would be chocolate something? Because you know that there would be interest in incorporating proper budget escalation.
Thank you, Chair. This project is going to be completed in the process because we assume it will be done and it will not have to take it for the year. We are in discussion with them in terms of how we take the project. Only I think after the tender comes through, we'll have to discuss the funds and how we're going to navigate where the funds are going to come from. It might affect other projects if they're going to correct the state. But at the stage, there's no tender, we're not going to fix them up. So the new contractor will not ask the same as the old contractor. We don't know what they're going to do because that's not our system. So a tender will be the only means to get that in terms of price. Yeah. get in November appointed contractor to continue this performing. That's the latest information there. They estimate a period of 4 months to complete this station. Preferably.
Thank you.
Do we, are we, I mean, we're all just pointing fingers at each other, and I understand that, I suppose it's predictable. And I would say we should call the Minister of Public Works here, but her own committee can't get her in front of them, so I don't know where she is. So it falls to you to answer. Who is hiring these people who possibly go bankrupt, either at, once they've accepted a tender or halfway through the process? I find it absolutely extraordinary that you're not going to substantial, reputable companies.
Contractor hasn't been able to finish, and this,
with the mentality of past colleagues. And I guess that even these processes of insurance, contractors, quotations, money per square, our system department, as a friend, will go to them and all other processes that could, specifically they will answer. But that's why it would be difficult to go to specifics, because many things here would expect that structural, carbon structural would be adequate. But going into specifics, there are these other buildings that would have been built by the police and they have our problems about them. But all these that the president was just talking about is public works.
We first satisfy ourselves through our funding surveyors.
works may not proceed. We don't plan. Maybe before it happened, but now I can assure you they don't move with any project without our senior. And unless my our funding survey is satisfied that there's value for money in terms of the normal norms in that building norms for that building, we will not sign the project itself. Yeah. So we use that that process to satisfy ourselves.
For the project in question,
we're discussing
refund to
that project was signed before I got to it. Yeah. But presently we as I said can change the new mechanism. But that's very tried to put as meant the question has been asked. Is the new mechanism. Otherwise this project should go some of the projects you find that going on. We did talk about it. That the honorable member George has said, can you do something? But at the end of the day, the authority and all lies with our sister department. He said, we could do, which is new.
So this project, National Commissioner, is an old project. It cost more than half a billion. Tracing it back, it's not even like it's a new project that you probably think prices have increased and so on. It's an old project that was costing this more than half a billion. Thank you very much. I think it's pretty.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, as I say, we have put the mechanism in place around all the projects. We have project plans and targets, we have site meetings. I even attend most of the site that they the site meetings myself to ensure that we speak to that project plan and make it taken up. So the rest of the projects have been completed. Vishu, Lady Frey, Devonov, Jovitan, Khalid Tekov, Kingi Akai, the Nodi Academy, K53, and Supply Chain Headquarters itself. Those projects were all completed. Just go back. The one project which was not completed in the time frame is the Katerin police station. It's a police project. Here we have a challenge again of a contractor who is trying to complete the building. We have placed in front of the committee to give the member extension. It's a small black company. And we are managing the company, and we think by the end of October, instead of going tomorrow and take many years, we keep the option to assist and manage this person to complete the building. And I think we will be able to complete that particular building over the financial year. That's the important
part. This is a
for the year was 5.5 million to complete the project. We spent 6.3 million to finalize the project. So it was a cost in terms of to complete the project. There were many challenges. That was just to finish the project, as we said, like for the financial year itself. You know what I mean? The
how many
when we prepare a report, then it became an issue. Commissioner, you went to the report. That's why I'm asking you to take yourself out of the situation. But many of the people sitting behind you, next to you, have been there as managers before. That's the same situation when we get into these stations, where clusters have been there. They were cluster commanders, whether it's a new cluster commander who was there for a month, or whether it's a cluster commander who's been there for 10 years. They've been there. But they allow things to happen that should not happen. And that, for me, is a huge problem within the executives. Ours is not to micromanage. Ours is not even to manage. It's not our duty. But we end up doing it. This issue would not have been addressed had this committee not made it its business. That we not prepare a report, when was it, 2 years back? I can't even remember. When we prepared that report. And that is a problem. And while I congratulate myself on the real what has been done, there are managers sitting here who've got to ask themselves what they did while they were managers in the top management of such when these things happen.
Current costs.
FBI unit made a request to investigate it. It looks like people, they forget the point. We were not the department of the, I forget how many are there, but we requested ourselves to be pulled and be signed by the president to be part of being investigated as a South African police. We did that after we have had a meeting with the head of the FIU in November 2009, because we realized that there were things much deeper that you can't just get on the normal phone and all that. So we requested, we had several meetings. The FIU and the police, they put the committee to pursue these things now and again, to say there is a deep problem that the South African police, please, we should be investigated. So I agree, these measures have been very time and again, but we have found the reason in ourselves. Otherwise, the South African police were not initially in the group of the departments that were being investigated. And the progress report, I hope very soon it will look like we are making progress on those particular requests.
Thank you, Minister. In terms of the police stations that have a dire need for the basic services, we've got 130 police stations. In the Eastern Cape, we've got 79, Westlake 8, Housing 3, Head Office 2, KwaZulu-Natal 5, Northwest 21, Northern Cape, and we've got 2. For water facilities, it's 64. The police station. For SUA, we've got 87 police stations throughout the country. And for electricity, we've got 27. They are also breaking down. We know specifically which police stations are that do not have.
And what is the cost if you were to build your toilets, electrify or whatever? Water and so on, what would be the cost for doing that?
If I may, for an example, the police stations, in terms of the generators and electricity, because we are also going for alternative way of providing electricity. The generators differ in size. They range from 350,000 for a 50 kVA and a 30 kVA 460. The other police station, for an example, is installation of a mini substation, is 800,000. So it is an average, so I do not have a consolidated amount with me now, but we've got a breakdown in terms of the cost.
Okay, I can just add the total amount for that project, if we are giving this today, is 53.6 million for 130 services. For some stations, we need electricity and sewage and water. Some will only be sewage. Some will be 130 services, and we will allocate the budget of 53.6 million, which we are doing. The first year we've done the basic service. So every year we will get updates on the problems, updates the key priorities, and allocate a sort of money for basic services. Yeah, and we also continue that with reports and factors. So where we have problems with municipality services, we employ people in the police to make sure we clean the safety things up ourselves. We bought water, we're buying water tanks so that where the walls run dry, we can carry water to the municipal services. It's not able to do that in some rural areas. We'll take water ourselves to those police stations and pump those water tanks for itself. So we basically setting up a small municipality in the police to deal with the issue of the rural areas to ensure that we get water, sewage, and electricity to all our house stations. We started the project this year. Cost is 3.6 million and will continue until each one of them have full services. Check.
What was the second thing I'm saying, General? Because really I don't want to misunderstand. Are you saying the 57 million will do all the work that the lady has mentioned? Water, electricity, in all the conditions, and you have budget for that?
The problem is that they have 150 services as a key priority area. They busy with a new process. What are the most critical, because we need to, we can do all stations in one go. What are the most critical where they don't have any water, where there is absolutely no toilet itself? So plant to 130, and we allocated 40, but then we put 33.6 million inside to deal with the basic service. And the most critical service in Kashmir is probably the service financial, which is very implementing and I think more complete. We have already taken a new round from the public. What was less critical for the new round? So we can get every work group type of trends that we need generated by the electricity in the new round in fact, so we can have alternative electricity in the power.
Chairperson, in some police stations where they are buying with water tanks, it's not only the police, even the communities, they queue for those water tanks. Schools, they queue for those water tanks where we think we're taking water to the police station, but it becomes some kind of a municipality service. But also, let's say, the process of management going to police station has helped us a lot, Madam Chair, to identify these shortcomings. Because most of these shortcomings were identified for the last 24, 18 months back, that we're trying to work on that. With the process of going there and finding some, I spoke about the lady that could not go to the bathroom. She's sitting around me. She was told that Linda, just wait to your now we are calling or another call and find the bathroom. There's no bathroom for you here. So we went there. What is that police station that we Kababubu. Madam Chair, you need to choose. Do you want to drink water or you wait until you go somewhere to drink water, as you look at the water that people are supposed to be drinking, it's what we're trying to do. They are desperate situation. Maybe the question goes back to the barracks you found. Madam Chair, choices to make as a South African colleague. You see, those ugly barracks will be in some areas half a point, Madam Chair. Will remain half a loaf. We have been trying to find out where our members live. They live in very squalor conditions. We were in Northern Cape when a young surgeon came to us rather than drawing us to show us where she lives. He's a zinc around and as you get in, you say, how does this person wake up next morning to go and work? So, while you appreciate the balance that you have seen, things that we all have to correct, but there are members, when they go to the particular station, they say they will literally live under the stars for a few days when they're trying to get. That's why we are encouraging that the question of accommodation is the new facilities of the South African police must be brought back. So those are priorities that we are making choices between sometimes bad and very bad, rather than between good and bad, of the backlogs of things that they are there. That's why you learn to appreciate the members of the South African police, some of them under the conditions that are okay.
To TMS
indicating that all their requirements, even before they are sent to FIDA, they must be submitted to the FIDA Accreditation Committee, who will consider them and then approve. Only once the FIDA Accreditation Committee is approved, can they submit it to FIDA, so that they can do the processes and the procedures that can be done in terms of the FIDA Act. And then even the recommended service of FIDA must be submitted to the DAC, so the DAC can make the final approval of this award. So basically, the answer of procurement who's responsible is the DAC Adjudication Committee for all procurement above 500,000. That is where we have got to advertise the AC.
The whole
supply chain management, they provide the procurement policy and the guidelines which are in line with the treasury regulation. And then we also have for the supply chain manual, which stipulates exactly, you know, how are the processes as well as the provide the procurement authority before people can procure. It's only not only supply, it depends on the amount, but we'll ask them Mugwena also to elaborate on that, because it depends on the authority that has been given, say the provincial commissioner, or if it's above 500,000, it comes to us. So they will provide the procurement authority, and while I talk about procurement authority, it is that it is linked to irregular expenditure, because when we talk of irregular expenditure, it means that people have procured, but they do not follow all the procurement regulations. Or even if at the end of the day we did get value for money in terms of for the department. Then we also have the bid evaluation committees that are appointed by the Divisional Commissioner of Supply Chain Management. But Mugwena can explain the computation, because it's not one bid evaluation committee that we have. It's only the bid adjudication committee that is one committee. I can request the
What would be the role of provincial commissioners in the policy? They want to procure to purchase the hyper. What would be their role? What would be the role of FSL, for instance, for the services? They want to purchase whatever they are using with. What happens and how long does it take? I'm asking the question general, because if you go to qualification, right now they are working for supply. They get quotations, those quotations expire, they have to go to whoever suppliers, get quotations, and those suppliers are very willing to give the quotations, because they just cannot be wasting their time giving up quotations for things that will never come. Now I want to know exactly as to how long does this process take? I mean, who ultimately is accountable? I'm raising this issue. Who must I go to for being responsible for delay or fast tracking this thing? Who must I go to? Ultimately, who? Where the bus or whatever the end of everything? Who is that person? Who you must say? Then you are responsible for the delay. Is it supply chain management? Is it somebody else? Is it yourself? Who is that person? In fact,
Secretary, can you allow General Mugwena to explain? Because it depends on what it is they want to procure. If it's below 200,000, then it should be within the problem. But let's General Mugwena explain those delegations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm General Mugwena, Head of Automatic Depot. Thanks for this opportunity. And I'll start first by the Chair wanted to know the whole process or how long that it takes for a bid to be awarded. Now, Thank you.
not saying anything about the civilian HC level of assignment. You are not telling us about the role of the Deputy Commissioner, who is the head of the inchecker. Are you saying to us the whole process from whoever who wants something to the level of the National Commission takes too much? Said from the time you received.
Yes.
This is a procurement decision.
Yes, yes. Can I explain before into say, for example, I said, there's a requirement that you receive from the National Commission. Firstly, that requirement you learn as the one at the company.
What shall it happen at the foreign sector for the support it is then? What shall they take, and how long shall that, which happens at that level, have taken place? What is the length of that which happens at Forensic Service Laboratory or at Shabalala Division, for instance? How long does it take before it lands at your door? And what shall it happen at that level?
I'm thinking we have this prepared.
We take a break for lunch and come back. The problem, Mr. Commissioner, is that people are complaining that they're not getting things on time. They're still not late. They're not getting their things on time. And you're talking about 3 months at a particular level, but these things come from somewhere. They might actually be coming from the station, they might be coming from the province, they might be coming from a particular division. To a particular decision. And the question I'm asking is the whole process from the time in the Chikunga who is in a particular way begins to say, I need 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it goes to whoever within the forensic services, within Shabalala's department, within whatever. How long is it going to take there before it comes to you? Before you then say the quotations, the business quotations have expired. Because they are now more than 3 months or ever. That is the question. Because this is what we are encountering when we're talking to people. And people, this is what they're complaining about. That the whole process is not assisting them. They're not getting things on time. They are still at delay. And these things are sitting on people's tables. They're not signing them. And the question one is asking is, who is accountable for what and what left? And that's the question. Who is accountable for if people are saying they are delayed? Who then should be held accountable for the delay that are taking place? And that is what I'm saying. They will be talking about the evaluation bid committee in this section, and again another one somewhere. The whole process up to the end, that is what we're interested in, so that we can actually know as to whether there is any truth in that. Maybe they expire. Before you get then you've got to move for another position. Because people who are raising these issues are frustrated. And probably they have